Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
This is Home Time. It's Richie. It's Absolute Radio. Thursday, the new Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Another summer weekend on the way. I think the second one of the big school holidays. Are you barbecuing? Got a plan to do that? I have, and I feel like I need a new trick. This is why I need to hear from you. Do you consider yourself to be a barbecue king or queen? Got something that you do that brings a barbecue alive? I need a new hack. I did that beer can chicken thing at the weekend. It's been around for a while, though, that, isn't it? It's not exactly new. It's clever. Who came up with that? Who thought that lopping off the top third of a can of beer and sticking it there would help barbecue a chicken? But it does. So what's that thing that you do that brings the barbecue alive? I think we should all share. Got a lovely weekend ahead. Weather's still decent. Could help all sorts of people out. I'm not after like a massive recipe. Don't need War and Peace of what you do and the amount of time and all that kind of stuff. Simple little barbecue hacks. It's going to make us go, wow. Time for you to be a cookery star. This was a bad idea already. I'm hungry after 4 minutes. Adam says corn on the cob, but grate cheese and stick it all in the tin foil as you grill it. Says it's perfect. Carol Ann says thick slices of halloumi, wrap in bacon, stick on the grill for a couple of minutes each side. Serve as a starter. Nice and simple. I'm loving this. If you are that barbecue king or queen and you've got a secret to share with the rest of us that could make that barbecue really go this weekend, then share it now. Couple of days out, we can all get prepped, get to the supermarket tomorrow. It could be a great weekend. Jeff Kemp says prawns wrapped in bacon on skewers. Not heard of that. I like the idea of that. Jay's in Barnsley. Use Worcestershire sauce on your meats before applying any rubs. Helps the seasoning set better. Longer you leave it, the better the flavour. It's all making me hungry. Like I've said, this is a bad idea. Tony, what have you got for us?
When you've finished with all the foil, don't throw it away. Scrunch it up and it'll take off all the grease and the grime from the, you know, the little wire grill that goes over the charcoal.
Yeah.
That always gets burnt.
Yep.
It scrubs it off better than a brush.
Tony, this is a great idea because obviously one of the worst parts of barbecuing is making sure it's clean in the first place or cleaning it at the end of it. But if that really is a good little hack, that's great. That's fantastic.
Try it. You'll love it. You'll be first to go. You'll get out of washing up easy.
It's also the first one that's come through that isn't making me hungry.
Well, I know you don't like working, Richie.
This is a rumour that needs to be quashed. It's not true.
I'm sure it isn't.
No, it is. Please share. Andrew's tweeted, sweet potato in foil with butter and salt straight on the coals when you start cooking. Pull it out when everything is ready. Oh, this is so good. Keep them coming, 8-12-15 for your texts, your tweets to Absolute Radio. Nessie, what are we doing?
You get pineapple, like straight off the pineapple, skin it, slice it up so it's nice big chunks, bit of cinnamon, bit of brown sugar, stick it on the barbecue until it crystallises. It's stunning, mate, trust me.
Whoa, now, okay. I am all open-minded about this. I have to tell you, the two producers, the other side of the desk here, they're screwing their face up.
No, mate, honestly, they'll convert. Trust.
Right, so we're talking sliced pineapple, brown sugar, cinnamon, and you just literally do it until it crystallises.
That's the one, mate, trust me.
All right, okay. This is the first sweet that has come through for a barbecue so far, and I'm loving the sound of it.
All right, I hope you enjoy.
One that is sticking in my mind. Didn't get universally received in the studio, but I like the sound of it. Pineapple with cinnamon and brown sugar till it crystallises. Nice little dessert. Halloumi wrapped in bacon and fried as a little starter. That was one I'm looking forward to trying as well. Keaton and Cumming. We've got Neil hanging on. Neil, what is your little barbecue hack for us?
Yes, I use hot cross buns for my burgers.
Whoa! That is something I've not heard of before. Wow, how long have you been doing that, Neil?
Well, I just did it once and got universally slated for it. And
oh.
I never got round to doing it again since then, but... It is tasty, I thought, anyway.
Okay, now this is an interesting one. So it's your hack that you've done and you got slated for and you want to share.
Yes.
But you've got belief in it, Neil, and that's all that matters in life, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, 100%.
Okay, all right, I'm going to have to think about this because it piqued my interest because I thought, obviously, Neil's swearing by this, but you've not given it the biggest glowing reference, but I might try it myself.
Oh, you've got to give it a try. I would definitely say give it a try.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Thursday evenings is time for the Film Club. It's a service that we like to offer. The pressure of picking a film sometimes is hard, particularly if there's a very specific situation. That's where we harness the help of the Hometime audience. You can email us, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Tell us what's going on, what the need is, and then we all get together and we pick a film. We are helping the Radcliffe family today. Matthew and Christina have emailed. Hey, Richie, we are off down to Cornwall this weekend for a week's holiday, and we have got a good five-hour drive ahead of us with our kids in the back, Macaulay and Isabella. They are 8 and 10, and we need a film that's going to keep them entertained in the back, but critically, is not going to annoy us hearing it in the front. Thanks for helping out. Don't want to be falling out before a holiday has even begun. Matthew and Christina. This should be easy, but you've got to bear in mind not annoying the parents in the front. And that Macaulay and Isabella are 8 and 10. Because I initially went straight to Dumb and Dumber, and then I checked, and it's a 12. So I can't recommend it for an 8 and 10-year-old. Even then, they'd love it. So, if Bush was here, he'd hate me. I think I'm going to go for any of the Herbie movies, and I'm talking the originals. I used to love them. Surely 8 and 10-year-olds now would still like Herbie. Don't crush me. Don't disagree. I'm putting forward the Herbie movies, but it's up to you. Five-hour drive for them. What are the kids going to like? But it's not going to annoy the parents in the back. Make your film suggestions. It's the Hometime Film Club. Thursday's Hometime Show. If you're listening to it on Absolute Radio, new music from the Kooks and Cold Heart. It's Richie, the Hometime Film Club, up and running. I love this text. It says, have they definitely remembered Macaulay? Great reference to Home Alone. Very, very good. Amy suggesting Mr. Popper's Penguins might even make the parents smile as they're driving. I've got a feeling that's the only Jim Carrey film I didn't care for. Alan's going with the Back to the Future trilogy. I think Alan is very much trying to fill all of the 5 hours. It's a good idea, Alan. Rose going with some very specific intel, saying my two boys, Archie and Miles, are 10 and 8. So got the intel there for the age for the kids. Going with Ace Ventura Pet Detective and Pan, both favourites for the two boys. I think I could watch Ace Ventura Pet Detective on repeat for 24 hours. Says a lot about my mental age. Gabby, what are you suggesting?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, this is a very smart suggestion. So you think this ticks all boxes?
Yeah, good for the kids, right age group, and great soundtrack.
Yeah, that's the thing, you see, because the mum and dad are going to hear it from the front and they get to enjoy the soundtrack. Cracking 80s soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Gabby could be a winner. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joe says Madagascar's fun with some great films. Yeah, then you got everyone by the time they reach Cornwall going, I like to move it, move it. Madagascar's a great movie. All of them are. Andy says Spirited Away anime took 12, 11-year-olds to watch it at the cinema. They sat as quiet as mice watching it. That's another one that's playing well in the studio here. Keep your suggestions coming. Johnny the Gardener going very safe with Paddington 2. It's the highest rated film of all time on IMDb, but it is a class one. Megan says, Cars, good for a road trip and the songs. Megan, I've seen Cars more than I would care to even begin to work out. It's awesome. Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts. It's an all-time classic. stick it on the way home, to be honest. Sandra, what are we going for?
The Addams Family Values and the other one. They're hilarious.
Now, the other one, was that was just the Addams Family full stop, wasn't it?
Addams Family, and then it was Addams Family Values, I think.
Now, this is a smart suggestion because 5 hours, so you're easily going to fit both in. Who have we got? That was Angelica Houston, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, she was fabulous as Morticia. And then with little Christina Ritchie.
Yes, as Wednesday.
She's so funny. They're hilariously funny. And Joan, what's her name? My brother's an actor too. She was like the baddie that was trying to kill Uncle Fester.
I've got a horrible feeling if I look this up, the Addams Family film is going to be depressingly long ago.
It is, because you know why I know? Because my daughter's 30 this month and the other one's 26 and they loved them when they were kids.
We're talking early 90s then, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, this is awful. It's a great suggestion. Great suggestion. Tracy's made a suggestion of Despicable Me 1, Despicable Me 2 and the Minions movie. That would fill the whole 5 hours. I love the fact there's now a Minions movie. When they did that first movie, did they really think Minions were going to be the breakout it was? I bought Minions potato snacks the other day. Freezer food. Unbelievable. Wish Bush was here right now because we had some good news today. Wish he was here to share this with you as well. Wish he was here to go to the pub after the show tonight because we found out that this here radio show is the number one show on UK commercial radio as you head home. So thank you very much because it's you guys listening that gives us that news. So a big thank you. I've been looking back and looking at what we've been doing the last 3 months because that's what these figures of four. We went to La Rochelle with a Tricolour book in hand, and we went to the Isle of Wight Festival dressed as Freddie Mercury and Keith Flint. So that if that's what does it for you, thank you very much. We'd love to buy you all a drink, but there's no pub big enough, and the figures say that.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.